Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Bill.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man? We want to make your day. How can we do that?
Man, you know, I mean, I appreciate it. I got some problems here, right?
Okay.
I got this girl. You know, we was good. We were, like, hanging out, and it was all good. We were just, like, a couple weeks, just, like, you know, it was connected. I liked it, man, you know. And then, like, all of a sudden, you know, we working, right? We all have our gigs and stuff. And, like, for 2 or 3 weeks, we get, like, a drought. I can't really see her. She can't really see me. So, you know, I, like, the only chance I get to see her was to go, like, shopping with her, you know. So we went to, like, the Market Basket to go shopping to get some groceries and stuff. You know, we take the groceries back home, and, you know, I thought everything was good, and now she ghosted me, man. She not even talked to me at all, and we was good.
Are you, like, on some heavy drugs or, yeah, like, had a lot of caffeine this morning? You're, like, super fast.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't either.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear about the date. You guys just went grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that was it.
All right.
Okay, then.
So, hey, I mean, what aisle did you spend the most time in? At what point did you feel like you had a connection?
The pickle aisle.
Yeah, so you want us to call this girl Tammy so you guys can go on a real date?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We were hanging out already. Like, I would love to just, like, have her connect back with me, man.
Okay.
Like a real date.
Is there anything you think you did on that fake date that might have said, I don't want a real date with this dude?
I mean, besides spend time and be a guy that's willing to go to a grocery store, and not just a grocery store, man, it was Market Basket. That place is like a zoo, you know? Like, I went up there for that.
Yeah, no, I feel you. All right, so listen, we'll give her a call for you next, okay?
All right, man, I appreciate it.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Bill. Great guy. Great guy. He went grocery shopping with Tammy.
And that's it.
Period. Yeah, that was their date.
Good times at Market Basket.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand sometimes Market Basket people get a little edgy.
Irritable? Frustrated?
A little bit.
Antsy?
That too.
All the above.
You've been there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great place. It's just, you know, sometimes it can be a little crowded. And
Right.
You know?
So, Bill, before we try and give her a call, can you think of anything that you did that might have turned her off?
I mean, I don't know, man. I just carry some groceries and stuff. Like, you know, sometimes there's weird people at Market Basket, you know. But, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know.
They can smell their own, I guess.
All right.
Just kidding.
Stay quiet. We're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Tammy?
Yes.
Hi, Tammy. Okay, so today could be your lucky day. Now, let me explain. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we have an opportunity for you because we got a phone call from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date that we'd pay for. How's that sound?
Is this a joke?
It's not a joke. So here's the deal. So, like I said, this guy gave us your phone number, and he wants to take you out. He wants to see if you guys have a connection. You know who he is, so I'm going to tell you his name. It's not going to be a crazy...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be any surprises there. Basically, all you got to do is let us know where you'd like to go for this date and when you're free. Literally.
I don't know who the person is.
Well, I'm going to tell you the person, but this so far sounds good?
So far it sounds good, but I need to know who we're talking about here.
Oh, we're talking about... We're talking about Bill, who you hung out with recently.
No, thanks.
Oh, wow.
That
was quick.
Okay.
That was quick.
You need to tell us why, because Bill said last time you guys hung out was at a grocery store. You were grocery shopping.
Well, that should tell you everything, shouldn't it? Or enough.
I mean, no, I mean, what could he have possibly done that made you say, I don't want to see this guy again?
I just think sometimes people don't mix, and sometimes people are more of an asshole than other people, and he just kind of came off as an asshole to me.
Did something happen while you were food shopping?
When we got home, there was an extra bag of crap. It was like all junk food. I don't eat junk food. And I was like, where'd this come from? And he's like, don't trip, don't trip. I took it from a family. They're fat anyway.
What does that mean?
He thinks he did this family a favor because he feels like they're overweight.
Oh.
And he was helping them by stealing their food. I don't think that's fair.
So he didn't steal from Market Basket. He stole from a family that bought their groceries at Market Basket. Okay, so hold on a second. Tammy, Bill's on the phone right now.
Exactly.
Wait, explain what happened here.
Look, man, I do a public service, man.
Listen.
Right?
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just saying, look, those people were gigantic, man. Like, they don't need no Doritos. They don't need no Coke.
That is none of your freaking business.
None of your business.
What? I mean, look, are you kidding me? I saw this lady walking around with her two kids, like little baby hippos that got lost.
Okay. Okay. Dude, you are showing your ass right now.
They didn't even notice that they dropped the bag, right? They lost a bag of food. You know what happened when I lose a bag of food? Right, I would notice immediately. Right, these people dropped a whole bag of food. They still had so much food that they were willing to go forward.
Stealing, you understand? I'm stealing. You can get arrested for that.
It's stealing and being an asshole about it.
Look, it's not like I needed the snack. I'm telling you, I'm helping them. Because this week, right, for once in their lives, they won't be getting diabetes. And even with those little babies either, man, I'm saving these people.
Oh, stop.
What a man.
I cannot date this guy.
He's like Captain America. He's a hero. Tammy, would you want to go on another date with him?
Are you joking? Of course not.
See what happens when you try to help a fat motherfucker.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
How in the world? Think about what kind of a human being you gotta be. That your date consists of a helicopter ride, a nice dinner, and a fancy hotel room, and yet the person doesn't want to see you again. Reevaluate yourself, Henry. We're gonna talk to him tomorrow at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.